The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Lowe's Rewards or Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Here we go. It's hour 4, G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan, thanks for making us part of your day. We'll recap. We'll look at everything that's happened with the Rangers and the World Cup here coming up in about 20 minutes. But right here, Wolchuk has your football fix here, Zachary.
Let's do it. Let's get disrespected right after this.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
All right, about to get to where do CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens rank your wide receiver tandems in the NFL. We got dueling lists. We got CBS Sports. We got Sports Illustrated. Which one did him dirtier? That's the question. But it appears as if The Athletic has found their Diana Rossini replacement as they are looking to poach Jonathan Jones away from CBS as he is in advanced talks to leave CBS for The Athletic. He joined CBS Sports in 2019 following stints at Sports Illustrated and the Charlotte Observer, and Jonathan Jones has just worked his way up per Front Office Sports in line to now land with The Athletic. So congratulations to him.
That's fantastic. Just I guess the week continues to spiral out of control for Rossini. I guess she was never going to get that job back, but it's been a tough one for her.
Okay, so she did.
That police video was tough.
That was so cringe. It was so cringy. We did find out Kevin O'Connell was the coach.
But there was no FaceTime.
There's no FaceTime.
She was telling the story on the radio last year saying that she FaceTimed. New York Times runs with the story. And then turns out, now that we get the body cam footage from the officer, there was no FaceTime.
Well, look,
she was just texting with KOC.
Some people lie on the radio for just embellishing stories, like Pepe saying we didn't get him a wedding gift. Not accurate.
That's true.
We did get him a wedding gift.
How did we do that, Wolchuk?
We gave him money towards his honeymoon fund.
We donated
by purchasing raffle tickets at the wedding.
Thank you. I thought that would be good enough. I didn't know that the honeymoon fund was in addition to a gift.
I didn't know.
I thought the gift was the honeymoon.
Were we keeping
cheddar.
Score in this thing? Was he keeping score?
I think he was keeping score
like
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, what did he want me to get him the $15 hand towels that were the last thing on his prime?
You guys call everybody out.
What'd you get him, Broadus?
I didn't get him anything.
Yeah. You didn't get him anything?
No. He made note of that.
Did you donate to the honeymoon fund?
No, I didn't buy tickets or anything.
Wow, you didn't do jack. You just cleaned up on the tuna sliders.
No, I mean,
it was chicken salad.
Sliders, sorry.
Trust me, I agree about those.
I'm not trying to be this guy, but I'm like the guy that after the whole thing, what do you need? Mm. I'm the what do you need
guy.
Oh,
so you just haven't gotten to the what do you need
moment
with him.
No, I haven't had a chance to, we haven't done a love of the star in a while, and I'm going to ask him, like, hey, what did you not get that you need?
Sure. There you go, okay.
I hate getting him like, I'm going to get you a stick blender or something like that, and they're like,
you never use it.
Yeah, you never use that.
I was just going to get him hand towels, but then I was like, $50 to the honeymoon's probably better. He had a couple of cocktails on me.
I saw you guys buy the tickets.
A couple of cocktails on me.
Yeah, so we got the tickets, and we thought that would go to the honeymoon fund. At least that's how it was sold to us. He did say via text that he was very grateful and thank you very much. He was just saying it for the radio, so I appreciate it. As long as he's not offended, that's the last thing I want.
So he called out everybody that didn't get him a gift?
He said 10 people were invited, 5 people did, 5 people didn't, and then he proceeded to name the names. And we were the 3, plus Medford. And number 5 is escaping me right now. I don't think it was Spitzy, though.
No, I'm sure Spitzy gave him a hell of a
I don't think it was Tim.
Sure, Spitzy
might have been Bobby.
Maybe. Okay.
No, yeah. I don't know. Bobby said he sent him money, so I don't know. But Pepe, we love you.
That's what we did.
We love you. That's what we did, too.
I could see how Bobby just wouldn't have the time for it. He seems very busy.
He's very busy.
With all this, these bits he's producing, gosh, segments.
So many.
You know?
Trolling on the internet.
Carrying the morning show.
Oh,
it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. Gosh, he was going after the Rangers and that poor podcast host. Yeah. Don't piss Bobby off, people. That's the one guy.
Bobby,
just don't do it. It's not worth it. He's going to find out everything.
Bobby goes, Seager, he's not a war hero or anything like that. What are you, Bobby?
Okay, guys, I think we're going to be a little frustrated. And look, I don't think this is even just a homer take, which I'm known for from time to time, and I'm cool with that. But the Cowboys are kind of getting shafted, I think, on these top 10 rankings of dynamic wide receiver duos. CBS Sports, we go to Jared Dubin. And look, we got put him on the watch list, Jared. Jared, you're not rolling my Dubins, all right? 8, Smith and Jigba and Rashid Shaheed are the 8th best wide receiver duo in football, Seattle. 7th, haven't even played a snap together, A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs with New England. Jalen Waddle, Cortland Sutton in Denver. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison in Minnesota at 5. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams at 4. Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams at 3. And then there's CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens at 2.
Ew.
Number 1, Chase and Higgins in Cincy.
No problem with this.
That one's
he
okay.
He understood the assignment.
Wait till the second one.
Here's the second one.
He can roll my Dubins.
Sports
Illustrated. I'm just going to put that out there now.
Gilberto Manzano. Minnesota Vikings, Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison at 5. Detroit Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams at 4. Dallas Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens at 3. LA Rams, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams at 2. And number 1, Chase and Higgins. Is Chase and Higgins clear-cut number 1?
Well, many people would say that Ja'Marr Chase is the best wide receiver in the NFL.
And who are these people?
Just ball knowers,
would you
I
say
guess.
This?
I
mean, would you say that?
I'm not going to fight anybody who wants to say that Ja'Marr Chase is the best receiver in the National Football League.
It's debatable.
It is debatable, but there's no debate that if he's not one, he's two.
He's two, yeah. Him and Jefferson are up there. I just think I'd put Pickens ahead of Higgins, and this is where,
absolutely,
for me,
yeah,
I would, because I don't know that the CD and Chase are two top five guys. Two top three guys, maybe CD's,
yeah, what's
three.
The bigger
I
gap?
Think Chase is clearly better than Lamb.
I think Pickens is clearly better than Higgins.
Yeah.
And I think the bigger gap might be Higgins and Pickens now.
They could neutralize. You know, both those gaps could cancel each other out. You could have a tie. I wouldn't fight you if you wanted to say Cowboys have the best wide receiver duo in the league, because that's how I see it.
I think so, too. And I'd put him at 1. Now, I get the Cincinnati thing, but putting Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua over them, I think, is a little crazy. And Puka's fantastic. And look, maybe Puka's the number 1 receiver. 940 said Puka's taken over for Chase and Jefferson, and that's fine. Puka's been unreal.
He wouldn't in other offenses, though.
I think that there's something to be said about that, and he's got a really good quarterback in Matthew Stafford, but he still has been phenomenal. I just think the drop-off there, Higgins is better than Devontae Adams right now, as I think a complete receiver. Health factors into that. Adams still caught a lot of touchdowns, no question, but he's aging. And I think Pickens right now, you're taking over Devontae Adams if you're just,
absolutely,
drafting him out.
Yeah.
So
it's the red zone factor.
That's,
yeah,
a tough one. Maybe they are. Maybe they're just giving the nod to the wide receiver one here, and they just are like, Chase is better than Lamb, Puka is better than Lamb, and therefore those are better. But give me CD and George.
Well, either way, worst case in this scenario, you have a top 3 wide receiver duo in the sport.
Sticking with wide receiver, DJ Moore bought out the store's entire stock of his shirts to give them away to fans. This is crazy. 27 shirt jerseys for $1,200. Told the store to give them away for free to any fan who came in looking for DJ Moore shirts. The problem was nobody came in asking for DJ Moore shirts.
What? Really?
I just added that part in.
Oh, okay. I thought so, bro.
He's the new
like
guy.
That.
Yeah.
He hasn't disappointed anybody yet.
No, I think that Bills fans and Bills Mafia, they'd support,
yeah,
this.
Down.
I mean, they're,
yeah,
like a charity organization themselves, like Bills Mafia.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out.
That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You'll jump on any team's bandwagon after they beat them.
And this is a good move by him to go like the t-shirt route.
100%.
Much cheaper than the authentic stitched jersey. You're not going to buy all those out.
That'd be $5,000.
Big time.
That'd cost you an arm and a leg.
Like the shirts are probably $25 to $50. If you're getting the jerseys, it's like $150 per. That thing, 100%. That was a good move on his part. Now let's go to Albert Breer. This is from our buddy Brandon Laurie, and we've talked about this. CD and George, are they going to both be on the roster together in 2027?
No.
Albert Breer answers Brandon Laurie's question in his mailbag.
If Pickens becomes a top of the food chain receiver, like it looked like he was becoming last year, and like since he was a teenager, he had the potential to get there, right? Like he's been viewed by NFL people this way for a long, long time. And the character stuff, the off-field, whatever you want to call it, has gotten in the way of all of that. If he becomes that this year and he takes it up even another notch from where he was last year, you know, then I think the Cowboys have, you know, a good dilemma on their hands. Because if they wind up paying George Pickens over $40 million a year to be that guy for them, and that would take him walking the straight and narrow all year and proving it again from a character standpoint and showing that he's grown up and all that different stuff in addition to the production. But if they were going to pay him at that level, now I think you have a little bit of an issue with CeeDee Lamb, because CeeDee Lamb has been your number one. And if you look at the recent history, a lot of players in this day and age now look at it and say, the end of my contract isn't the end of my contract. The end of my contract is the end of my guaranteed money. And the reality is the deal that CeeDee Lamb did in 2024, most of the guaranteed money is done after this year. I believe he's got $7 million guaranteed after this year in 2027. So if you pay George Pickens at the highest level and now you have CeeDee Lamb coming back and there's not much guaranteed money left on his contract, does he make noise about that? Does that become a problem? I don't see a scenario where CeeDee Lamb won't be in the roster in 27. I think he's probably still there. But signing Pickens could be with the idea that essentially you're eventually going to move from Lamb to Pickens. And Lamb's been a great player for them. I think Pickens probably has a little bit of a higher ceiling. But again, that's a good problem for the Cowboys to have.
It's interesting because he's right. If you look at the numbers in CD's contract, they're going to really balloon after this year. In fact, he's going to have a 14% cap hit in 2027. And he's making a great point about the guaranteed money. That does drop off. Hey, it's an interesting conversation. Now, we talked about Deron Bland. How does he factor into this? If they were to use the escape hatch on Deron Bland's contract, does that then say, okay, we can use that money to pay George Pickens? I just think, and I've said it as a Cowboy fan, just enjoy watching them together this year. I think it's highly unlikely both of them are able to stay on the roster in 27 together just because of the cap ramifications. And I know Cincinnati's done it. I understand. I just don't think the Cowboys want to play ball and pay two receivers that amount of money. That's just me.
I would think that would be just a massive sin against Cowboy football if they let those two guys go. It's special. It's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Even going 7-9-1 last year had some electrifying moments because of the talent of those two guys. And right now, I'll say it again, it is those three surrounded by average. You know, Warren Sharp's offensive line rankings.
I think a lot of Cowboys fans think that, hey, this line's coming together.
Yeah.
He's got it 19th.
That's pretty low.
The Giants and Commanders are like 20 and 22. You basically have the Giants and Commanders offensive line, unless the developments with BB and Booker that we believe are going to happen do happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that he's got them really low at 19. I don't agree with that, but you're right. I mean, I'm also banking on BB and Booker to excel. I mean, I think they're good in the middle. The tackles are a huge question. And the tackles are going to have them, you know, that's going to anchor that offensive line. How good do your tackles end up playing?
But if you're going to let Pickens go, you would have to have a plan to make a more traditional offense. It would have to be saying, we're going to take those resources and find ways to get better running back, tackle play, tight end play, so we can be more balanced in 12 and 13 personnel. Because right now we're 2-11 heavy. And if that's what they decide, okay. But you better give me George Pickens equivalents. Because you're giving up a lot of defensive game planning against you equity in this situation. Mm-hmm. Like right now, you're asking questions of defense that very few other teams can because they don't have the wide receivers, they don't have the quarterback. And it's setting up everybody else for success. Like Javonte Williams is eating not because he was a running back that just needed a better situation. He's eating because of Lamb and Pickens and Dak.
Wow.
So
okay.
This thing is it's a bunch of average around those three guys, and if you punt, you're done. You're not winning a Super Bowl with Dak if you let Pickens walk.
Yeah, it's going to be a very difficult situation. And look, let's see how this plays out this year. I am a believer in Ryan Flannoy. Obviously, I think he can slide in and be your wide receiver too, and it's a drop off there. Pickens is a wide receiver one. I agree with Eric on that, but I think Flannoy, like how big you've seen this offense with just CeeDee Lamb be a top five offense. Not too long ago, 2 years ago. So I do think it's an elevation, and you have an embarrassment of riches. And we saw when CeeDee goes down, you don't miss a beat. Pickens is there, boom, boom, boom. If Pickens were to go down, you got CeeDee Lamb. Like, I'd love to be able to have the resources and make it happen. But I still do think we've seen the offense with just one alpha receiver go out there and put up elite crazy numbers. And
so this could still be a top five offense with just Lamb to you?
Yeah, yes. Because, I mean, it was in 23 with just CeeDee Lamb.
All right. We got the breaking news, boys.
What happened? As the Boston Celtics, and thank you to Kevin Walker and Alec Medford. Walker beat Medford this time.
Medford hit me. Spill the beans.
The Boston Celtics have agreed to trade Jaylen Brown to the Philadelphia 76ers for Paul George, 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks.
Okay. Paul George, what is going to happen there? There's no way the Celtics want Paul George. Paul George still, I mean, they're going to have to pay him $54 million this year? And then he's got a player option for $56.5 million in 27? It's always up in the air. This is interesting. I need to figure out what Boston is doing with Paul George here. Why does this?
He played 37 games last year and 41 the year before.
Is this the beginning of a teardown?
Come on, man.
Did you want to get rid of Jaylen Brown that bad?
I know. That's weird. Well,
they wanted
to
get rid of Jaylen Brown, but oof.
Well, there's people in the league that said Boston had a Jaylen Brown problem.
Okay.
With Tatum, is this a good pairing?
Well, if George can stay healthy? Analytics guys in the league probably think this is the best trade of all time.
Didn't they add Mitchell Robinson today?
After what they said about Jaylen Brown.
That's true.
Yeah, Boston added Mitchell Robinson today.
They got him from the Knicks, and they needed a big.
This is crazy, dude.
That's very surprising.
Maybe you're betting that Philadelphia is going to be bad. And you're going to strike it rich with those draft picks?
But didn't Jaylen Brown like want to be the guy that was part of this thing? And now you're going to the Sixers where Joel Embiid's the guy? Unless they're looking to get off of Joel Embiid's contract. Maybe Embiid's the next domino to fall.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird stuff happening in the NBA. It's definitely a player movement era. And this time it's just all about teams positioning to avoid the different apron hits and having to move on from players that can help them win now. I don't think it's good. It's maybe the league's getting some competitive balance out of it, but it's confusing and I think unnecessary. Like you're at your best as a league when teams and superstars kind of get co-branded together and spend a lot of time together, build a relationship with the fan base, and you build continuity and a winning product. But man, this is just like you know, pretty random. All right, we got to run. We're coming back to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live coming up next. What's the deal with Corey Seager and what the England boss has to say about going to Azteca coming up next year? It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.